Maybe it was at a wedding. Maybe it was at a party when you were in school. Maybe it was at a beer-soaked bar. But everyone remembers having a great time when that band played that killer cover of Beat It. Or Don't Stop Believin'. Or Little Red Corvette. May Prince rest in peace. But no one ever remembers that cover band's name. So why on earth would a world-class 3-Michelin-star chef, known for his own originality, open a restaurant serving other chefs' dishes? Corey Lee is that chef. He is chef owner of Bennu and Monsieur Benjamin, both in San Francisco, and is working on opening In Situ, which he calls an installation at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. Corey, so great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Francis. Good to be here.
You know, French chefs used to be judged on how well they execute a canon, right? This established repertoire of dishes. Mm-hmm. But then over time, their own creativity became more and more important to the point where now it'd be like super offensive for someone to go up to a chef after a meal and say, oh, you know, that dish was just like this dish that I had from this other chef one time, right? Like, we're all supposed to believe that every dish is now completely original. And yet, you're about to open a restaurant where none of the dishes on the menu is yours. And they're all borrowed or one might even say copied from other restaurants. So what inspired you to open a restaurant where you're like the equivalent of a covers band?
Well, I didn't really think of it so much as a traditional restaurant at all. It's more like an installation within the SF MoMA. So it became more about how can we contribute to this expanding museum and offer something that's really engaging for the visitors.
So who are some of the chefs that you're covering?
In Japan, we have Hajime from Restaurant Hajime in Osaka, Seiji Yamamoto from Ryugen. Locally, Alice Waters from Japanese, David Kinch from Manresa. From Italy, Massimiliano Alamo, Massimo Bottura from Italy as well. From France, Pascal Barbeau, Alexandre Gautier. I mean, the list is quite long. We have about 90 dishes right now.
So 90 dishes. How do you go about learning 90 dishes?
Well, the process of learning these dishes is one of the greatest challenges, but also what makes it so exciting. You're working with chefs from around the world, and you're talking in different languages, and you're getting into how they think about a dish, and then you're shifting gears completely and starting to learn the dish from another chef. And that's really important because although we have 90 dishes on the actual menu, there might be 15 dishes at one time. But we need that rotation because some dishes are only available seasonally for maybe a couple of weeks out of the year. We also want some diversity in the menu. So it's really important for us to have a large repertoire. Mm.
What's one of the most challenging dishes that you had to learn?
You know, there's so many challenging dishes, and it's not really about the technique that makes it challenging. It's about understanding how that dish came together so you can replicate it faithfully to really understand the spirit of the dish and then understand that dish in the context of their restaurant and trying to somehow convey that to the guest here in San Francisco.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. There's a dish from Mamo in Norway, and it's a very simple dish based on a butter ice cream from this particular region of Norway. It's an ice cream that you use butter as the fat more than cream, so you get a very nice mouthfeel. And it's served with a little bit of streusel and some molasses. So the actual technique that's involved in executing that dish is rather simple. But what's really important about that dish is how they use this very special butter at a particular time and how that's different from when they do that dish at another time. So you can see kind of the progression of this flavor throughout the seasons and how that reflects what the cows are grazing on. And so that was what was really important, to understand the reason why that dish came about. And why that dish is interesting and why it continually changes throughout the year. So for us, we had to understand that first and foremost so that we can find a dairy to work with where we can procure butter that reflects that season just the same as in Norway.
So it's almost like the more you work with these chefs and the more you work with these dishes, you get a deeper understanding of what it is that they do and a deeper understanding of what the dish is supposed to mean. But on the other hand, it's almost like you take yourself out of it, right? Because you're going to put all this effort into finding this butter for Maimo's dish, not for Corey Lee's dish.
Well, I don't think it's Corey Lee's dish at all.
Right.
I mean, the fact that I'm a part of it is completely irrelevant. You know, my interest is just to be this conduit between the chefs who created this dish and the people who enjoy them.
Yeah. So the way that a museum is a place where, you know, shows might travel around the world, like, you know, the Degas has shown in 25 different museums, it's now Maimo's ice cream can show at Maimo in Norway or it can show in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the idea.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Corey.
Thanks for having me, Francis.
Corey Lee is chef owner of Bennu, Monsieur Benjamin, and In Situ in San Francisco.